The Senate plan includes less money for district-run charter schools and fewer dollars for the state's universities than what the House approved. Supporters of the University of Arizona complained the UA saved the state $5.5 million by refinancing its debt. But instead of letting the school keep it, the Senate gives the UA just $1.25 million, an identical amount for Arizona State University, and $500,000 to Northern Arizona University. The rest goes into the state treasury. Senator Steve Farley said that's not fair.
If they figure out ways of saving money like in a bond refinance, and then it gets taken away by us, it doesn't work anymore. Why would they work so hard to save so much money if they're not going to be able to put it to good use and it's just going to get into our great slush fund up here?
Andrew Wilder, spokesman for Governor Jan Brewer, said his boss also wants more money than is in the Senate package. And he said Brewer does not like language in the Senate plan to defer consideration of additional funds for child abuse caseworkers and investigators until after creation of a new Department of Child Welfare and Family Services.
Left unaddressed, it raises doubt whether or not it will ultimately be signed by the governor.
Wilder said his boss is running out of patience, saying she will not sign any other measure until she gets an acceptable budget. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.